Steven here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steven Jack Butella, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today, I talk with our senior manager once again for Land Academy, Aaron Spence, and we catch up with what matters to our Land Academy members. And apparently, what matters to Aaron personally, because she sent a bunch of mailers out to a state in the center of the country, and it's getting a fantastic response. How are you, Aaron?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. So tell us first, let's just cut to the chase. What's going on with this mailer that you sent out?
So our first mailer, it was a little more slow moving than I thought. You know, we got a lot of good responses and a lot of signed purchase agreements and then kind of no follow through. And so, I mean, the deal we got, even our first deal that we got out of it that's already closed, which we've officially finally closed on the buy side, that covers the cost of the mailer plus leaves some profit even with deal funding. So, I mean, it's still a good mailer, but we expected more from it. We're finally starting to hear back from people, and I am not exaggerating this number. Five of our people we're buying property from are on month-long cruises. Five.
Wow. So a month-long cruiser?
Going all over. Yeah, cruises.
They're on like a cruise on the ocean.
Yeah, and they don't know each other. They're just all on cruises.
Wow, that's really interesting.
We've finally gotten a hold of a couple of them who have like emailed and kind of been like, oh, I'm really out of service. I still want to sell, but I need to talk to you at the end of the month. Or, you know, they'll give us a call when they finally get service somewhere. So we have like five more deals at least that we'll finally actually close on at the end of this month, but I don't know. It's maybe a weird time of year. I don't know if it's the cruise time or something, but five people.
And these are, I mean, because I've been working, because of our work relationship here, I've been working with you, trying to help you through on this first one or two mailers. And so these are our five properties that you've already sent to us to kind of just say, hey, would you do this deal?
Yeah. So these are already approved. We got back signed purchase agreements. I heard from there originally. So they're ready to go basically as soon as these people get back.
You know, my first reaction to that is it's truly amazing, even after a couple decades, how different every single mailer is.
Yeah.
You know, you just really don't, sometimes you just nail it. Sometimes it doesn't work the way you want, and sometimes you're just totally surprised about the results.
Definitely. Yeah. And I was hesitant to call the first mailer a failure because it really wasn't. We still made money on it, but now I'm definitely like, all right, this is really working.
And then I think you got a big, huge fish out of that too, right?
Yes. That one we're really excited about. I'm not personally trying to get too excited yet just because I'm like the more paranoid one of things falling apart, even though we have purchase agreements. But my brother and business partner is not like that. I was very excited.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. Here's
a bit. I'm not afraid to, do you mind if I talk about it a little bit? Cause I reviewed it intimately.
Yeah.
This deal is, it's 75 plus properties, all in the same county. And the person who owns the properties is, just for lack of a better description, wealthy in their own right, doing other stuff. And so they came into this accumulated portfolio of land through a weird social situation that we don't really need to get into, but he just doesn't care about the property. That's what it comes down to. So he's willing, for whatever reason, I believe it's because you and your partner are handling him correctly on the phone, and whoever he works with, his assistant. And so it'll end up being $250,000 acquisition for what in the bitter end will probably be a $1.2 million profit topside, not topside, but actually net margin from what I can see. So yeah, my gut's the same as yours. Don't get real excited about it until it really starts to happen. And then we see the values of these properties that, you know, we've all assigned to them. They're actually come to fruition, but man, it looks like pretty good to me. And that came off the first mailer, right? So there's nothing failure about that.
Yeah, no, that's true. What you said about how we're handling them is 100% true because he has an assistant who's the one we talk to most of the time. And she's kind of like let us in on some of the details. And she told us that, you know, there were two other offers, but the people who were handling those were harassing her. And the guy who owns the property was like, I don't want to work with them. I love like a sibling duo. He got helped out early in his career, so he was kind of looking to pass that on too, which was really cool.
Man, there's always a story.
Yeah, that's true.
Month-long cruise story.
It's something.
So I have to tell you, somebody asked me recently, it was somebody in our advanced groups asked me, because now like the dust has settled from the live event and all of that. And he asked me, you know, all right, so all that stuff that you said at the live event, is that all really true? And then we did a bunch of stuff for the advanced members. He said, really, is that what's really going on? I said, yeah, the drama. He said, and what I said was, what he was asking me about is this. The drama that's associated with these real estate deals is by far my least favorite thing that goes on. But that's the very thing that gets these deals done.
I agree.
It's the same thing with houses. Like in houses, I think more so because somebody's got some story about why the basement's, you know, full of chalkboards. It's just strangest stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying that. I agree.
But I have to say, I've never heard five or six people say they have been on a cruise and they just can't get to the phone because they're.
My brother is, you know, I usually handle phone calls like for our company, for Land Academy, because people like me on the phone. And I have to say, people like my brother a lot more on the phone with the mailer. So he's been talking to these people. And at one point I was like, dude, there's no way. These people aren't, they're not all on cruises. And he's like, I swear you can listen to the calls.
All right, so some of them, as a percentage, have to be on the same cruise.
I was thinking that, too, especially, like, they're all coming. A couple of them live in the state that we mailed to, and, like, the timing, they have to be.
Yeah, there aren't that, you know, I don't know. It'd be fun to put them together, but maybe not. You know, you guys just want to get the deals done and get out of there.
Yeah, that worries me.
So, now onto the topic of what we're actually supposed to talk about today. What's going on with Land Academy members? What, you know, we're, like I said, the dust is settled for settled after the live event. And what's kind of the air out there? I know it changes every week.
You know, right now people are kind of looking for more tools, which has been interesting. You know, it's kind of all over the place. There isn't like a specific thing people are looking for, but people are kind of coming to us for help with marketing. We kind of talked about it a little bit last week based on mailer responses, but people are looking for like some kind of more turnkey marketing solution. It tells me that people are really taking things to the next level, like the kind of tools that people are looking for. I actually even put out on one of our Facebook pages, because I've been getting in a lot of emails like this, I put out like a little survey asking what kind of tools people are looking for from Land Academy next. And I was kind of anticipating like, you know, not RealQuest, but like a RealQuest type of thing, or different like data sources we can go to, because as you might know, I'm looking for other tools to add. But people gave very in-depth development kind of tools that they want instead, which is great. But I'm like, that's a little kind of a step further than what I was trying to just quickly add to membership.
Can you give us an example? By the way, this is the only interview that we do five shows a week for Land Academy and some other shows Jill and I do. And this is the only one where I take notes and learn stuff, I think. And I'm not the one who's like giving the advice.
I love it. let's see. So we had people, one I thought was really interesting. They was basically asking us to create a system where they could go in, like punch in their APN or state and county and get a list of pre-vetted agents. And then from there, like just pass the deals off. Like it's all kind of our internal system, and then have the agent sell from there. Or to create that system for like any other kind of, whether it's boots on the ground or like, you know, basically an approved list for that county, which is something we've heard about before, but I feel like turning it into a system was interesting and we haven't really talked about it that way. We've got some county-wise suggestions. You know, I can actually, well, nah, it'll take a while to pull it up, but really just in-depth suggestions.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm going to be really, really, really straight. You know, if I owned a hair salon, I would love to log into some place and say, and find out who needs a haircut in my zip code that day, so I could call them.
Yeah.
I don't think that exists.
Yeah. So that
the people who make it in life as entrepreneurs like us solve those solutions for themselves. So the way that I solved the solution of finding out who wants to buy their land by sending them an offer in 1999. So I think that's a wonderful suggestion to get pre-vetted agents and people who are willing to boots on the ground for that county, but that really seems a little bit like too much of the red easy button.
Yeah, so that's one thing I kind of think about as I'm writing through these. Like, all the suggestions were awesome and really smart, but, you know, I think that people kind of, yeah, want us to take it a little too far, is my opinion.
Right. It gives me a good idea about what we're going to talk about on our live Land Academy webinar today. How much is, you know, where does it end? Where do these tools end? I mean, maybe we just do the deal for them.
I mean, I actually had a sales call yesterday, and the guy's very nice. Been talking for a while. He mostly wants in to be a part of Land Tank and to fund other members' deals, which is great. But he would love to do it himself. He just doesn't want to learn it. And so then he turned it into like, okay, well, can I just give like Land Academy money and you guys go do stuff? And I do think it all kind of goes back to people just want like, yeah, the easy red button without kind of doing anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are the kinds of calls I love, by the way. We can take somebody's money. This is the exact conversation I had with a very wealthy retired neighbor of ours where we live. I said, I can take a couple million bucks or 20 for that matter and make it 40. I can double the money.
Yeah.
Quickly, but it's got to be the right person. Like, it can't be a person that's just looking over, you know, it has to be a person who understands real estate, understands math, like understands land specifically. Is actually a really, it's like going on a date. You have to be an interesting person. You have to pass all these tests. And we have to decide in the end together if we're better together or not. And that's a way harder glass of water to fill than you think.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But the pre-vetted agents thing and the boots on the ground, pre-vetted boots on the ground. I mean, this, like you said, great suggestion, but wow, what a difficult order to
Actually, that came from one of our favorite members.
Okay, I see. Oh, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, the money guy, you know, don't let that guy go. So if he wants to throw some money at us in a real specific way, you know, not like here's $100,000 and let's just figure it out. But if he's got a real specific idea, I'd love to talk to him for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to him.
It's just another benefit of having this weekly talk with you, Aaron.
Yeah, definitely.
So anything else that goes on that we should know about, all of us, the listeners?
You know, everything's been kind of slow. It is definitely dying down from the live event. I think our employees feel a little bit like celebrities too now, because people are kind of going back and watching the lives and kind of seeing pictures of our staff and being like, oh, I saw you there. So it's cute.
Okay, that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I think it's a good thing. It's sweet.
I talked to our IT staff about this very topic, and it's diametrically the opposite.
Knowing our IT staff, I can see that.
Isn't that interesting? So many people just, they're either on that fence, ready to get in front of a camera or not.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you asked me to do this a year ago, I would have said that I was not at all ready. But
before we started this, I had no interest in getting in front of a camera, even at like Christmas time.
You know, I'm still a little shocked from knowing you with work a couple of years ago that this has become what it is and that you're kind of the real estate celebrity that you are.
Oh, my God. You know, celebrities, not the word I would choose. I was watching this documentary on the anatomy of cult and how these 7-step processes, and I'm looking at it going, oh, my gosh, like... minus the last 2 steps, this is kind of like a cult.
I see that, and now I need to go watch that.
Then you should actually go watch it, Aaron. It's pretty interesting. Then they say, they wrap the kind of the whole documentary up by saying, here's some people on YouTube that have these groups that are really, they aren't cults. And certainly, I'm just joking around. We don't have a cult at all. You know, we're not telling everybody that our way is the only way. It's that, which is one of the keys of a cult. But then they interviewed the celebrities, or not the celebrities, but the people on YouTube that have these really, really popular channels that are cult-like. And they said, yeah, I mean, we have talked about that. We could start a cult. And it's just like, so scary.
That's crazy. so funny though.
I mean, just to clear myself here, like, we encourage people to make their own money and be entrepreneurs. And I've long said the best members that we've ever had become members. They learn how to do this. They learn how to do it correctly for themselves. And then after about 6 months to 8 months, we just never hear from them again because they're still members. And they pipe in once in a while, but they're so successful, they just figured it out and gone off and done it.
Totally. And they all make their own way too. Like, even in our advanced group, you can see the people who have figured out things that I would have never thought about at all with this business model. It's great.
I never thought that scraping a former mobile home site and putting another mobile home on it, a new one,
yeah,
like 20 or 30 grand, would ever be part of Land Academy, ever.
100%.
We've got a few guys doing it in our group, and I'm joining them now. So I agree.
Yeah.
What's next, you know?
Honestly, yeah. I've been talking to a lot of really smart people who are joining our group too. So I feel like I kind of see like the next class, if you will, of like advanced members kind of coming in, and it's really cool. So I'm sure, yeah, in a couple of months, they'll be blowing us out of the water.
Hey, you know what? Since I was going to ask you this after the show, but I'm just going to ask you anyway, since we have a few minutes. How is House Academy going? I know this show's all about Land Academy, but we've got this little sister company over here called House Academy. How do you think that's going, and the members that we're attracting? I know we're consistently getting new members joining, but it's not our main focus. And I'm wondering, like, as a sister or a sidekick company, how it's going from your perspective.
You know, it was definitely slower starting. Like we've talked about that before, but I actually do think it's going well. I've been reaching out kind of individually to some of our members there to see how they're doing and see if anybody would want to come on the podcast, because I know that's a fun thing for people. And people are actually very successful. The people who are in that group are doing it and it's going well. So I'm confident in House Academy, and I do think that it's a successful company and it's helping people be successful.
Good. It's just doing it a little more slowly, I guess.
Yeah, I think one interesting thing about House Academy too, well, you know, Land Academy, it's such a unique niche, and House Academy is unique too in its business model, but there's so much more out there with houses and house programs and all of that. So it's kind of a harder area to break into. You know, there's so much more noise there.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of our biggest struggle. And it's not even just with marketing. It's just kind of like just trying to show people we're there in general.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's a different personality, but same concept. Send a bunch of letters out, offers out, a certain percentage, sign them, send them back, and you flip the house without renovating it. That's the concept.
I think that's part of it too, is that people believe it a little less because they have, you know, all of the years of hearing everything else about how to actually flip houses, you know, and that you need to renovate and things like that. So I think hearing that you don't, I'm laughing. Do you see the guy over your shoulder?
Is it a mixed reaction? You know, when I tell people about House Academy, like my friends and stuff, or just people that we meet socially, I get a mixed reaction. You know, I either get the reaction like, wow, that's possible. That's usually the reaction. You know, and then that's usually from former real estate people. Or I get the reaction like, how is that even possible? If, you know, you can't buy a house and not renovate it and mark it up. That's just not right.
Yeah. You know,
and that's usually from real estate agents.
Yep, I agree. I agree with the mixed bag too. I don't usually go and like tell people in my social life. I mean, my friends know what I do, but it's not something I go and talk about. I'm sure, as you know, because it's a little complicated to explain. But I was at a barbecue a couple of weeks ago, and it was like some of my friends' parents, and one of their dads kind of started talking about what I do. So I talked to it a little about it a little bit with the friend's parents, and a lot of them were contractors actually, and it was definitely the same kind of mixed bag. You know, some were very interested and want to learn more, and some were like, can't do that. You have to renovate. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You have to add value, like, and they call it legitimately.
Yep. Definitely.
And so, you know, I've had multiple experiences with people that just are disgusted by marking up an asset that you bought cheaper.
Yep.
Through my whole career. It's really funny, actually, for me still.
I believe it, yeah. I probably spent a little too much time on the phone with some land people from our first mailer just because it annoyed me, like the things they were saying. And I knew we weren't going to buy their property, and I should have just, you know, gotten off the phone. But I kind of wanted to explain and be like, no, I'm not a crook. Like, this is helpful.
Yeah. especially real early on, like you guys are in your career. You're not early in your career. You've been around this now for a few years, but it's been your first mailer, let's say. And I think it's important to talk to those people and find out where they're coming from so you can adjust stuff at the future mailers.
Definitely. I agree.
Aaron, it's a pleasure to talk to you all the time, every single week.
Yeah.
Join us next time for another interesting episode. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Great show, Aaron. As always, anything to add here at the end?
I just want to say that right now, if you're looking at joining Land Academy, we have a promo going on that's ending tomorrow. Halloween is my favorite, so I made it Halloween themed. So the code is spooky, but you can check out all of the details on our website. So go to landacademy.com and it's posted everywhere.
Oh, okay. So the code's on the website and everything?
Yep, everything's there.
Awesome. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe and rate us there. I'm Steve Butella. Thanks very much. Great work, Aaron. As always, lots of fun.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Go ahead.
For if we were going to do like a really big mailer or like acre-wise, would you adjust the pricing at all to account for bigger acreage, or would you still keep with like the 125 an acre?
Hey, that's a fantastic question. I'm going to leave it in the show. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would absolutely decrease the dollar per acre as you go up, and I'm happy to personally review that for you. So I usually do it like, because I know where you're mailing.
Yeah.
In that area, I would go, it's not a strict sliding scale, like, you know, like a thermometer.
Yeah.
It's like from 5 to 10, from 10 to 12, from 12 and a half to 15, from 15 to 20, 30, 40. You know, I've done this a million times, so I'm happy to help you. It's incremental. Actually, for everybody who's listening, this is what we really do. It's from 0 to 1, 1 to 2.5, 2.5 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 40, 40 to 80, and then it gets really wonky because you're looking at these big, huge ranches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it gets the price per acre probably in that area is going to drop below 100.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Great question.
Cool. Well, we are doing data later, so I will send it over to you.
Okay. Thanks again. See you soon. Bye.